Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Kyle Scheidler, guest hosting today for Frank Gaffney. Joining me now is the former Minister for Congressional Affairs at Israel's embassy in D.C. He's a consultant to Israeli and U.S. legislators and really an expert on the U.S.-Israel relationship. It's Ambassador Yoram Ettinger. Yoram, thank you for joining us here on Secure Freedom Radio.
It's my pleasure and my honor.
So we have an important anniversary that's going on right now, and it's the anniversary of the 1967 Six-Day War, where Israel fought off its Arab neighbors and really established itself as a power in the region. And this woke up, really, America to the role that Israel was able to play. Talk to me a little bit about how that occurred and what its impact was.
Well, in 1967, Egyptian military was very much involved in Yemen. About 70,000 Egyptian soldiers were stationed in Yemen. They toppled the pro-Saudi regime, and the long-term aim was to surge to Saudi Arabia from Yemen, which has always been the Achilles heel of Saudi Arabia. At that time, Egypt was a very intimate ally of the Soviet Union, and the strategic goal was to deal the U.S. a devastating blow economically and geostrategically, whereby Soviet Union and its ally Egypt would control the Straits of Hormuz, controlling the exportation of oil coming out of the Persian Gulf. At that time, the U.S. was significantly dependent upon that oil, and at the same time also controlling the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. Following the war, a team of some 20 American military experts were dispatched to Israel, and for about 3 months, they examined the battle tactics which were exercised during the war. They left Israel with thick volumes of lessons which have had an impact on the U.S. military forces. In fact, I heard some time ago from a former commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps, General Chuck Krulak, that when he fought in Iraq, the first Gulf War, he literally followed the lessons of the Israeli battles in Sinai against Soviet tanks, implemented those lessons in his battle against Soviet tanks in the Iraqi desert. The bottom line is that the 1967 war, in my mind, transformed U.S.-Israel relations from a very clear one-way street. U.S. extends help to its ally in the Middle East to a very, very productive, mutually beneficial two-way street, which benefits both the U.S. and Israel militarily, technologically, and economically.
That's not a story we hear very much here in the United States. Why is it that so many Americans don't understand this important interplay between Israel and the United States on the strategic level? Where does the disconnect come from?
Well, first of all, most Americans, most Israelis are basically followers of the daily media. You may call it elite media, which is very simplistic in the coverage of world affairs. They don't want the readers to exercise their brain too much, and therefore provide the very fundamental level, very basic and sometimes overly simplistic level. Why cover the geostrategic, regional, global context if you can only surgically cover an event. Secondly, those among us who do pay attention to the larger context, to the real context, which is highly complex, highly complicated, do tend to share it to our own immediate associates, friends, etc. I think we haven't done enough what I would call education on a massive level, but not even massive level. I'm not sure that most people on Capitol Hill are aware of the larger context of the 1967 war and its implications for the U.S. national security until this very day.
Well, as President Trump might say, I guess we need to push back against fake news. Speaking of President Trump, I was wondering if you would briefly talk to us about the status of the Israel-U.S. relationship under the Trump administration. There are major, major developments right now going on in the Middle East following Trump's visit to the region. And certainly if we were going to need a strong strategic partner in the region, now would be a good time to have one. What is the status of the Israel-U.S. relationship under the Trump administration?
Well, there's no doubt that there is a robust tailwind to the geostrategic cooperation between U.S. and Israel ever since the change of the executive in Washington. However, the test is still ahead of us. Namely, we have now a president who, unlike his predecessor, realizes that the major threats emanating from the Middle East, impacting the entire world, are first and foremost Iran, the Ayatollahs of Iran, and secondly, Islamic terrorism, namely non-Shiite sources of Islamic terrorism. And there is a third challenge, which is to bolster the pro-U.S. Arab regimes. On each one of those three challenges, Israel constitutes a very unique ally, an ally which has the muscle, an ally which has the experience, which has the intelligence, mostly human intelligence, and has the capability and the will to exercise that muscle, unlike, sadly, the Europeans. There may be an obstacle to the leveraging of the potential of such natural, highly needed alliance cooperation between U.S. and Israel, and that is what I would call the classic State Department worldview, which still considers the Palestinian issue to be a core cause of regional turbulence, core cause, maybe core trigger of anti-U.S. Islamic terrorism, and a crown jewel of Arab policy makers. Obviously, reality shows that the Palestinian issue has never been a crown jewel of Arab policymakers, not the crux of the Arab-Israeli conflict, certainly not a core cause or cause of any of the turbulences in the Middle East. Should the U.S. be able to distance itself from that 70-year-old worldview of the Department of State, then in my mind, we would then see both the U.S. and Israel focusing on the real issues, Iran, Islamic terrorism, and bolstering the stability of the regimes in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Bahrain, Kuwait, etc. But again, the test is still out there.
Well, I think we thank you very much, Yoram, for that enlightening tour of the geostrategic questions at work in the Middle East. and for cementing in our minds the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Thank you once again, and we'll be right back here on Secure Freedom Radio.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.